الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, we are at that time of the year when many safety tips and safety warnings are being carried out and are being passed out for a person to safeguard his worldly belongings and his family. We are living in a country where crime is very, very rife, and many people are leaving their homes and going out. So there are safety tips being carried out to a person that before you go out on your trip, ensure that your home is secure and ensure that you do not leave any signs in your home to show that your home has been vacant. Perhaps a person will be advised that appoint someone to come switch on the lights, switch off the lights, come in and out of your home to ensure that your wealth and your belongings are being protected. Similarly, that person who is going on his journey also, he is also given tips on how to protect himself and his family and the wealth that he is carrying with him and his important documentation, whatever it is. And a person makes every effort to ensure that his wealth, his family and his belongings are secure. Friends and elders, just as how we make an effort to ensure that our commodities are secure, there is also a very, very great warning that is being given out during this time to ensure that our most valuable commodity that we possess, the greatest asset that each and every one of us possess, that is this wealth of Iman, to ensure that our wealth of Iman is also secure. Because may Allah protect us, may Allah save us. This wealth of Iman that we have, if it is attacked, and if it is targeted, and if it is destroyed, then not only is our destruction restricted to this world, but may Allah protect us, a person's destruction is forever and ever. In the hereafter, forever and ever. This time of the year, many people go out on journeys. A person perhaps will undertake a journey from Johannesburg to Durban. And when he goes out on the journey, he will ensure that everything, perhaps his vehicle, he will ensure that everything is working and everything is correct in his vehicle. All measures will be taken. And he will make all the necessary arrangements for his journey. Like that, friends and elders, our life in this world is also a journey. We have come from Alam-e Arwah, and our destination is Jannat. But from alami arwah to jannat, we have the life of this world. Like that person ensures that everything in his vehicle is correct. There is enough petrol, there is enough fuel to get to his destination. The car has been serviced, the car is running well. The windscreen and the tires, etc., there is no problems regarding that. Like that, friends and elders, our life in this world, we also have to ensure that everything with regards to our iman, everything with regards to our iman is also correct. And what is our ensuring our correctness is to bring about amal salih in our life. That whatever actions we are doing in this world, to ensure that it has the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is those actions that earn the closeness and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we refrain from those actions that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life of this world is not going to be smooth sailing. There are going to be challenges. And at times the challenges will be more difficult and more severe than others. Like at this time of the year, this last end of this year, these days that we are experiencing, the challenges on a person's iman are more greater. The effort and the forces of batil are stronger than other times of the year. Like that person traveling from Johannesburg to Durban, his journey will start off smoothly. And thereafter he will set his navigation to Durban. And whilst he's on the journey, some warning will pop up on the screen that there is some obstacles ahead on the road. You'll have to make a detour, try another route, or else you'll be stranded for several hours. If a person does not heed that warning that was given in advance, for him to prepare, he might have to go through a little bit of difficulty, take an alternative route. But ultimately, he will still reach his destination. But if he does not heed that warning, then he will be caught up in that problem. And that problem could take hours on end. Perhaps some other warning came up, that your tire pressure is low, you need to stop and have a look at your tires. Or there's some other problem in your vehicle. Perhaps the water or the oil is gas. And if a person ignores this warning, the warning continues and perhaps it gets more louder. But he continues ignoring it. Then we know what will happen. Eventually this person will be stranded on the side of the road. So like that, friends and elders, this time of the year that you are currently in, there are many, many warning signs that are coming that protect your iman, make hifazat of your iman. The forces of batil are calling and there are temptations all around us. But in order to make hifazat of a person's iman, he will have to stay away and distance himself from those environments that destroy and harm a person's iman. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many such incidents when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised for a person to protect and ensure the safety of his iman. The environment that a person becomes involved in. Now in hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhu. That person who increases in the wrong and the evil of any people that are involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is regarded to be from amongst them. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ridwan wa ta'alim undertook one very, very difficult journey. Allah ta'ala talks about this journey in the Quran Majid. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَرْءُوفٍ رَحِيمٍ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that someone asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu That Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Majeed talks about Sa'at al-Usra, hour and time of difficulty. The time of difficulty, what is it being referred to in the Quran al-Majeed? As a time of difficulty. Prophet Umar then explained that this refers to the journey that was undertaken to go towards Tabuk. And he mentioned that it was a very, very, very difficult journey. Such a journey which was 700 kilometers in severe heat. At that time, there was poverty in Madinah Munawwara. Their stocks were depleted. It was just entering into the new season wherein the Sahaba could go and go and break off their new crops. But that order had come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to now go on this journey. Whatever little resources they had, he mentions that we had a little bit of dates, and those dates were such that it was infested with worms. That was all the provision that we had. And it was 10 sahaba to one animal on this long 700 kilometer journey. That was referred to as Sa'atul Usra. And whilst they were on the journey, they were passing by an area. That area wherein the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had befallen many, many years before. Hundreds and thousands of years before. Allah ta'ala had destroyed certain nations. So they were passing by the ruins of those nations. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba that now we are going to be passing by the ruins of this previous nation. The azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befell. This nation disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them? That لا تدخلوا مساكين الذين ظلموا أنفسهم إلا أن تكونوا باكين. That do not enter the dwellings of those who did wrong. Do not enter the dwellings of those that did wrong. In other words, if there are those people and those individuals that are breaking and going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's sin taking place. And this was many, many years before the sin took place. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. But such is the effect of sin and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even if the destruction took place many, many years before, don't enter that area. But if you are forced to, in other words, you are passing by, like what is happening now, then enter it in such a way that you are regretful and remorseful. That which befell these people must not befall you also. That Allah destroyed them because of their wrongdoings. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them because of their sinnings. Allah Ta'ala destroyed this nation because they openly waged war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were proud and arrogant and haughty upon the surface of this earth. Despite the fact that they knew that Allah is watching them. But they did not care and they went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah destroyed them. Be careful, the similar destruction must not come upon you. This land wherein the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this environment and this place, wherein the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took place, is a cursed land. So be very, very careful how you pass by this destructed place and this destructed land. Can we imagine, friends and elders, if here the destruction took place many years before, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordering the Sahaba that hasten through this place. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he covered himself and hastened through that place. And instructing not to go to that place. How much more we have to be careful to attend such a gathering and such a place wherein the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place live. How much more we have to stay away and distance away from such places. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of one person that kana fi man kana qablukum. Nabiya Kareem tells the Sahaba that before you, there was a man Initially he had killed 99 people. And thereafter he goes to a person and he inquires from him that is any way out for me. So he says no, and thereafter he kills that person also. He kills 100 people. And thereafter he goes to a pious person and he inquires from him, is there any way out? I've committed such a wrong, such sin. Is there any way out for me? So he says, yes, there is a way out. You have to make tawbah istighfar. But the first step for you is to move away from the environment wherein the sin has been committed. You have committed the sin and the wrong in a certain place. To move out of this place and go to another land. So this person makes that intention to make tawbah istighfar. And he goes away from the place where he had committed the wrong to another place. And on his way, Allah Ta'ala had planned it such that he passed away. Now the Malaika of Rahmah and the Malaika of Azab, both of them convene upon the mayit of this person. One angel says, the Malaika of Azab says that this person is destined for Jahannam. He has killed 100 people. How can he be forgiven? The Malaika of Rahmah says, no. He had made that intention of Tawbah. And he was on his way to another place. He had made that intention and he has moved away from the place of sin. So they begin disputing among themselves. Allah Ta'ala thereafter sends another Malaika who comes in the form of a man and tells them that measure the distances between the two lands. If he is closer to the place where he committed the sin, then he has to go to Jahannam. And if he is closer to the place where he had made the intention to change his life, then he is an inmate of Jannat. So after they measured it, they found that he was one handspan closer to the place of where he was going to make the Tawbah. Hence he became among the people of Jannat. So from this we can understand that just by him making an intention, he committed such wrong, but he moved away from the environment of sin, and he moved away from the environments of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a result of him earning his Jannat and safety from the fire of Jahannam. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'id. He invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a meal. It was his habit, he used to invite people towards a meal. And he was a very generous person, but he was not a Muslim. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that will accept your da'wat on condition that you accept Islam. So being a generous person and a kind person at that time, he accepted the request of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, when his friend, a friend of his, Ubay, heard about it, so he told him that how can he do such a thing? Ubay bin Khalaf tells him that how can he do such a thing? I will not be your friend, I will disassociate from you. Until and unless you go and you renounce Islam and you spit in the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So initially he said, I cannot do that. But because of the pressure, the peer pressure, he was a good person, but because of the pressure that had come, he gave in to it. And he went and he did this evil. Allah Ta'ala talks about this incident in the Quran. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. That he will lament and he will be remorseful and he will regret that how I wish I had not taken such person as friend. Because of him I have been misguided and deviated. And because of him I am suffering. And friends and elders, that is one contributing factor for a person to now change his environment. He might be a deeny person, But he'll be persuaded by his friends, and he'll be pulled and snatched away by his friends. They just come and see, it is a small event. That environment wherein the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. And because of it, he will fall into the trap of shaitan. And thereafter, he'll be regretful and remorseful. Allah ta'ala mentions that, أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. That on the day of Qiyamah, when it comes to friends, then friends will become enemies of each other. A true friend is that person who brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends will become enemies and fighting and arguing amongst each other on the day of Qiyamah. Except that friend who takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for a person to protect himself from this evil environment, he should always check the company and whom he associates with. In the incident of Ashab al-Kahf, there are so many lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in this incident. How a person should safeguard and protect his environment. Allah ta'ala mentions, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدَنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. That they were youngsters. Even from this word, youngsters, we can learn that generally a youngster is always persuaded. Generally adults are set in their ways. But a youngster can be swayed to the right or to the wrong. And for him to safeguard and protect his environment. So these youngsters, when it was a time of festivity during the time of that king, Diqyanus, each one of them realized that it was wrong what was taking place. It was the day of merrymaking and partying and celebrating. So these youngsters moved away from the environment of the evil. And each one of them, when they convened to another place, they did not automatically disclose why they had left. But after a while, one of them got the courage and he spoke up. And he says that I left for this reason, that we were uncomfortable and not happy with the wrongs and the sinnings that were taking place. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ مِذْقَامُ فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَنْ نَدْوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهَا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَتَطَىٰ. That whatever wrong that was taking place, and we proclaim that our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and will not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, the other youngsters also now got courage. And they said that yes, that is the same reason we have also left. So this were these people that left that environment of wrong and came into an environment of good. They were youngsters. And thereafter they established a place and began performing salah. From this also we understand that at a time of fitna and fasad, at the time when the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been broken, at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been disobeyed, then our safety and our sanctity and our sanctuary is the masjid. The place for protecting our iman and safeguarding our iman is the masjid. We have to become people of the masjid and increase in our time in the masjid. In that way our iman will be protected and hifazat of iman will take place. And like that, also another incident, or another lesson we learn from this incident, after many, many years, Allah, when they went to the cave, lengthy incident time, the Allah permits us to go into the finer details. But after a period of 300 years, now they send one person, that فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طُعَامًا, to go and purchase food for them from the city. So they make this request, that when you go and purchase this food, make sure that it is pure food. Why? To abstain and to refrain from haram. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That eat from that which is pure and thereafter do good deeds. Unfortunately, we see many a times in this festive occasion and this holiday occasion when people are staying at various hotels and resorts, etc., then we become negligent and we become unmindful of eating halal. We tend to go towards that which is doubtful. Friends and elders, let us be careful. If something is halal friendly, it does not mean that it is halal. From the ayat of the Quran Majid, we find that eating, whatever food we eat, it will have a direct impact on our actions. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That eat that which is pure and halal, and it will give you the ability and enable you to do good deeds. On the contrary, if a person eats that which is haram or doubtful or close to haram, it is tainted with some haram in it, then naturally he will feel a laziness in him to do good deeds, and it will draw him and make it easy for him to go towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us and may Allah save us. Friends and elders, we have reached the time of the year wherein festivities are taking place and celebrations are taking place. In a few days from now, it will be the New Year's. As Muslims, we should understand that the passage of time, the movement of time, is not something to celebrate, but rather it is a time to ponder and reflect. نَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَبْدَعُهَا. That people become happy and pleased with the passage of time. Every birthday is an occasion for celebration. Every anniversary, every passing day and every time, every new year is a time when a person celebrates. But know well and understand, وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. That every day that is passing is drawing a person closer and closer and closer towards his qabr. Every day in this world that has passed is a day less in this world. يُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا مَضَى. The people express happiness and rejoice when they see the new year coming. But the reality, friends and elders, is that this new year is nothing but a sword that is slashing and cutting and breaking away at the days of our life. If anything, friends and elders, this new year should be such a time for us to reflect and ponder that another year of my life has passed. Allah SWT has given me 30, 40, 50 years of my life. I have now passed by these years of my life. Only Allah knows how much more I have left in this world. It is time for me to reflect and ponder that in this year, let me take stock and account of myself. That what have I done to earn and strengthen my contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I made my contact and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have I gone further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when the new year comes, it is a time when people make resolution. A resolution, we say it as an intention, that now this new year must come. Let me make an intention to bring about a change in my life, to live such a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and refrain from those actions and those deeds that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very, very important resolution let us make, friends and elders, that this year 2026 is coming. That if each and every one of us make this resolution and intention, that we will not let that azan go onto deaf ears. 5 times daily salah, with jamaat in the masjid. That is one intention we should make. And inshallah, that will enable us to do more good deeds and bring a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from a life from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala protect us all. Allah ta'ala guide us all. And save us all from the fitnas and the trials that are taking place. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.